Welcome to the September 25th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, learn about Microsoft's virtualization licensing challenges and how to overcome them. Plus, VMware and Microsoft are turning the market into a two-horse race. I'm site editor Colin Steele. In our top story, Microsoft is still struggling to make its licensing virtualization friendly. The major issue, its licenses are tied to physical servers, which restricts live migration of virtual machines. Microsoft hasn't offered live migration in its hypervisors, but Hyper-V R2 will have that technology when it comes out next month. So there's some hope that Microsoft will ease its licensing restrictions, although the company has yet to give any indication that it will. Microsoft has made some changes to make its licensing more virtualization-friendly. Last year, the company waived its 90-day reassignment rule for volume license holders. That lets them move virtual applications among physical machines as often as they want, but the rule still applies to other license holders. On the phone now to talk about Microsoft virtualization licensing is Rob McShinsky, Senior Systems Engineer at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center. Rob is a SearchServerVirtualization.com contributor, an early Hyper-V adopter, and a Microsoft customer reference. Thanks for joining us, Rob.
Thanks for having me.
Rob, how would you respond to some of these complaints about Microsoft's licensing policies for virtualization?
They are valid complaints for some of these small or mid-sized organizations who aren't lucky enough or don't have the funds to get on a volume license type of agreement. It definitely poses a hindrance to moving some of these virtual workloads around in different environments. I think this has been extended even to VMware at this point for moving those Microsoft workloads around in those environments as well. Hopefully they will address this here and they will release the R2.
Do you think that will happen, that they'll ease these restrictions on live migration with Hyper-V R2?
I think it's a good chance they would. I don't have any inside knowledge, but it would make sense if they would. Whether they will do it or not is, I don't know.
You just wrote an article for us called How to Make Hyper-V Licensing Work for You. What are some key tips that listeners should take away from that so that they can kind of overcome some of these challenges that we talked about?
Definitely, as you get the more VMs that you have on their host, the better chance you can use Data Center Edition and kind of give you the freedom to move around and the freedom to not have to worry about the server-based license, the Microsoft server-based licensing. By the time you hit the seventh VM on a particular host, Data Center really makes an improvement. Enterprise Edition in that case helps you with your licensing as well, but the key is getting on that volume license.
One of the things that an analyst in the story that we wrote about the licensing challenges mentioned, that it's really easy to accidentally violate your licensing. Is that something that users should look out for?
From an IT perspective, from a technical perspective, if you're struggling with a host or a virtual host, if something's wrong with that host, your job is to make sure you have uptime, make sure you have stability in your environment. And it would be easy to violate that from a technical perspective. Moving that VM off to another host, you would be violating your agreement with Microsoft for that license.
All right, Rob McShinsky, Senior Systems Engineer at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back.
Attention, IT managers. It doesn't matter if you're just getting into virtualization or if your entire business has been virtualized for years. SearchServerVirtualization.com has all the resources you need to get the most out of this rapidly growing technology. Our tips come from some of the most respected experts in the field, and our experienced news staff and bloggers will keep you up to date on the latest developments in the market. Get all of this and more at SearchServerVirtualization.com.
Welcome back. The results of our first Virtualization Decisions Purchasing Intentions survey are in, and they show that the virtualization market is turning into a two-horse race between VMware and Microsoft. More than 72% of respondents said that VMware is their primary platform. Microsoft was far behind in second place, with 14%, but no one else was even close. Citrix, Red Hat, Virtual Iron, and open-source Xen variants only netted about 1% each. The survey, conducted between June and September, collected responses from 666 IT professionals who have deployed or are evaluating virtualization. We'll be reporting more findings from the survey in the coming weeks. That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.